Hotel workers are working this Labor Day on the picket line. More than 10,000 across the country are on strike after contract negotiations stalled. Reporter LaVon Reed is with CBS in Boston.
Day two of the Boston workers' hotel strike, and this group has shown up in droves. They want their voices to be heard.
We want the world to know, we want the country to know that workers are on the rise, things are shifting, we are not going to take it anymore.
Their contract expired on August 31st. The Boston Park Plaza Hotel is one of four hotels in the city that have seen workers walk off the job.
Vice President Harris is out on the campaign trail today. Earlier, she was in Detroit addressing union workers. She's in Pittsburgh now, where she's with President Biden for their first joint campaign event together since she became the nominee. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu held a press conference today asking for forgiveness for not being able to bring home the six hostages found dead in Gaza over the weekend. He said, "We were close, but we didn't succeed. Hamas will pay a very heavy price for this." The BBC's James Landale reports from Jerusalem.
It was an extraordinary mixture of limited contrition with powerful defiance. Politically, there was not a scintilla of movement on his refusal to agree any kind of compromise with Hamas.
Hamas polio vaccination program is underway in Gaza. More than 72,000 Palestinian families brought their children in yesterday during a humanitarian ceasefire. Louise Waterhouse is with the UN Relief Agency.
To go even an hour without hearing a bomb or a strike is something we've not experienced for weeks. To go a day without having evacuation orders issued, it was very unusual.
The UN hopes they can get 640,000 children under the age of 10 vaccinated. The U.S. seized a plane belonging to the Venezuelan president, Homeland Security's Anthony Salisbury.
This plane was predominantly utilized by Nicolas Maduro on numerous state visits. It's traveled to numerous countries on state visits with Nicolas Maduro. It's been utilized for a lot of official business for the Venezuelan government.
In a statement, Attorney General Merrick Garland said the plane was illegally purchased for $13 million through a shell company and smuggled out of the U.S. for use by Maduro and his cronies. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRGN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic candidate for Vice President Tim Walz campaigns in Milwaukee today. Senator Elizabeth Warren spent last week campaigning for the Harris-Walz ticket in Wisconsin. She says Kamala Harris should reintroduce the immigration bill that died in the Senate.
We need more security at the border. We need more help for the states that are actually supporting migrants. We need faster work permits so that migrants who are here and want to work would be able to work, and the people who want to hire them could legally do that.
Warren on WISN-TV's Upfront yesterday. Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in central Wisconsin on Saturday. The Trump campaign says it will happen at the airport in Mosinee starting at 1 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, President Biden travels to southwest Wisconsin on Thursday. This is Civic Media News.
Attention RV enthusiasts, the end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit prossersrv.com.
The Brewers' winning streak is over. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. It took 11 innings, but the Cincinnati Reds took down the Brewers 4-3 on Sunday thanks to a walk-off single. Still, the Brewers took 3 of 4 games to the Reds and stand 9 games ahead of the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. Now, Milwaukee comes home to take on the St. Louis Cardinals on Monday afternoon in a 3-game series. The NFL season kicks off this week. The Green Bay Packers play the Philadelphia Eagles Friday night in Brazil. The Packers matchup has plenty of intrigue as as both teams have new defensive coordinators and running backs for this season. Wisconsin Badgers trailed early in the fourth quarter, but got two late touchdowns to give the Badgers a 28-14 win over Western Michigan on Friday. Now the Badgers take on FCS foe South Dakota this Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium with a 2:30 kickoff. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games around the state right here on Civic Media. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. More sunshine for Tuesday. A high to the mid-70s and a little breezy. Sunny in upper 70s on Wednesday. A chance of showers and storms into Thursday. It's 71 right now.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's time to play Can You Guess? It takes a ship an average of 8 to 10 hours to do this. To do what? The answer? Travel the length of the Panama Canal.
Do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Persuasion.
Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying?
Timeless hits, WRJN. There's a starman waiting in the sky. Anytime we want to talk about space and space-related things, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
So last week we were talking, and you were saying that a decision was made to bring those two stranded astronauts home on a SpaceX capsule. And yes. You also said that last week there was going to be a launch of a totally private space enterprise using SpaceX. But What happened?
Well, SpaceX had a bit of a problem with their rocket recently. So their Falcon 9 rocket, their mainstay of how they launch things into space, launches all the time. And it had its first ever issue in quite some time, where after launching some satellites into space, one of their rocket boosters exploded as it was landing. Ooh. Back here on Earth. And so for a couple of days, the FAA grounded SpaceX, and that ended up delaying that private mission that we're talking about. Ultimately, since it was a problem with the landing and not with the launch, they've gone back to launching them again. And so that private mission Polaris Dawn is scheduled to launch on Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday of this week instead of like Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. And this also means that they can send up a capsule to the International Space Station, which eventually will help those stranded astronauts.
Yes.
Now, here's my question. You're talking about how the FAA grounded them. Since they launched from the United States, is that why the FAA has jurisdiction over them? What if they launched on foreign soil.
Yeah, so if they launched from foreign soil, they would be under the jurisdiction of whatever agency would have jurisdiction over them there. The problem is that getting licenses to launch from foreign soil is a very long and complicated process. So it's not like they could just, if they were grounded, go and hop on over to some other country and immediately start launching from there.
Well, yeah, and there's also the logistics. I mean, they've got all their infrastructure here.
Of course.
All right, so SpaceX is back flying again, and we're going to keep an eye on the sky for this Wednesday for that private mission.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right. Teddy will keep us up to date with all things space. He's Teddy Volman. I'm Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. WRJN encourages you to be a voter this fall. Go to our company's website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you can find information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your district, and statewide races, too. So do your civic duty and be a voter this fall. Nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Plans to reroute part of Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 in northern Wisconsin are now in the hands of federal regulators. Enbridge aims to address environmental concerns. The tribe's lawyer is Gussie Lord. She says it's not enough.
This reroute is not a solution. It's a full solution to the danger of the current pipeline. In fact, it really extends the dangers of the pipeline and increases the threat of a devastating oil spill.
It's not clear when the Army Corps of Engineers will decide on the application. Six different hunting seasons are underway in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says early seasons for Canada goose and teal, as well as mourning dove, rail, snipe, and common gallinule, all opened this weekend. The Canada goose population in Wisconsin is about 40% higher than average this year. This is Civic Media News. Congress is considering a bill to better inform the public about end-of-life care options like hospice, palliative care, and advanced care planning. Suzanne Potter reports.
The Compassionate Care Act would establish guidelines for advanced care planning between health providers and patients. Lisa Paul is a social worker who guides families through hospice.
We live in a culture that is very avoidant of conversations on death and dying. And so public education around the importance of planning ahead will improve access so that everyday Americans know to ask for hospice and palliative care.
The bill would direct the government to develop education resources for providers, expand telehealth options, and facilitate a study on a national advanced care planning registry that would allow patients to transfer their advanced directives from state to state. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. More sunshine for Tuesday. A high to the mid-70s and a little breezy. Sunny in upper 70s on Wednesday. A chance of showers and storms into Thursday. Right now it's 73.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A study found that people waiting for an event feel an increase in happiness, for example, a vacation. Well, until they realize that the event comes with a TSA pat-down.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Oh,
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And Paul Harvey is back, too. Have you been listening to the archived episodes of his famous Rest of the Story feature? You can hear Paul Harvey's archived Rest of the Stories mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and afternoons with Cindy Huber at 12:05 here on WRJN.
I need love, love to ease my mind.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Oh, here we go. Let's all sing.
Tell all the people across the USA, boom, 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 boom. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Ah, we all love our Green Bay Packers, and WRJN is your radio home for Packer football again all season long. And the regular season kicks off this Friday. The Packers play the Eagles, pregame Friday at 5, kickoff at 7:17 p.m. The games are sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility, by Hardy and Jensen, by Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years, and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. It's the Packers all season long on WRJM.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Thank you.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hope you enjoyed your long holiday weekend. Hope it was safe for you. Coming up, CBS News at 6. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2 on WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.